Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, now with music by Benny Davis.
Hey everyone. Oh. Oh no. Before we get into today's show, Joel and I have a special announcement for you.
Yes, we're coming at London, UK, and other cities.
And we've said all of this before, but the best news now is that the London date is 100% confirmed and on sale right now.
It sure is. What's that date, Dusha?
That's a great question, Joel Zammit.
That's cool. You keep vamping because I'm scrolling down some pages.
Oh, okay, cool. It's Thursday the somethingth of September.
Oh, I scrolled too far down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's definitely in September, I know that
and
much.
And it's a Thursday.
It sure is because it's part of the podcast festival in London.
Hosted by King's Place.
It sure is. It's the 13th of September. I was almost going to get mad with myself and be like, did I actually put it on the website? I did. Because I'm a smart boy.
So, speaking of our website, tickets are available through www.sanspantsradio.com/live, or you can head to the King's Place website and buy the tickets directly from there.
Yes, that's kingsplace.co.uk.
We'll see you soon, London, and everyone else that's in the UK. All of our dates are now on sale, so please head to sanspantsradio.com/live and buy your tickets really soon because so many of the shows are almost sold out now.
Yes, and there's a couple of things to note. One of our Edinburgh shows, apparently there was a bit of a muck-up with the ticketing system, and it was saying it was completely sold out when there's actually still a few tickets left. So if you had trouble buying your tickets, now would be the perfect time to go to get them.
Yeah, and like
trailed off, huh?
As much as it probably sounds like this is something we fucked up, we don't know.
Also, the London podcast first time is now 7 o'clock, not at 9:30 as it was originally stated in the program. Things have changed and moved around,
which is perfect because now that we're performing at 7 p.m, we've got plenty of time to do a meet and greet afterwards. So if you're in London and you want to see Plumbing the Death Star live, do this in front of an audience. And then meet us afterwards to tell us about how wrong we were or how much we insulted something you like. Now you can. And
yes.
Yeah, now this very...
Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live.
This long-winded ad is now over. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask you important questions like, would you downsize? Jackson?
Would I downsize?
No. I just want to start the episode by saying, yes, I would.
I would like to start the episode saying, no, I wouldn't.
Cass? Oh, it has been one of my dreams to live in my friends' pockets.
All right, ooh, so you've got two yeses and a no. Now,
so
what is downsizing?
Hands up, who's seen downsizing?
Good choice of getting us to do something
the
that...
The people would hear a poof as your hand went past
there was no
the
poof.
Microphone. Well, nobody's put their hand over it. I'm the only one who's seen Downsizing, an insane movie that we should be talking about. So downsizing might seem like the greatest idea
being
in the
small
world.
For no reason or benefit to myself is something that deeply, deeply
in the
resonates
film,
with me.
They say that if you go tiny, or you go small is the parlance, then you're doing it to help the environment.
Go
right?
Small.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I heard that the Johnsons went small.
Surely
people
they've...
are like, oh, you're the guy that went small. Well, they probably don't say that because he's ducking.
Unless
here.
They're pointing hey! At the ground.
Hey, you're the guy that went small. And it's like a thing that a couple will do.
Surely there's a better word would. You can come up with than go small.
Hey, you took a shrunkums. No,
get small. Is that,
you,
isn't that
you
a
got
thing?
Shrunk?
You got smart. Wait, so... You do it to save the environment because now you're, I guess,
is that
carbon
literally
footprint. That's well, and also whatever money you have now gets translated into little dollars. So how big dollars become little dollars. Yeah, so everybody has at the moment a regular sized dollars. Big dollars would be if we got big.
And that would be bad for the economy.
So bad, and your money would be worthless.
Excuse me, sir. Thank you so much for volunteering for our Get Big program. So I'll translate your regular sized money into big dollars, and this $20 note's now worth 4 cents.
Would you like to be destitute and huge? That's what upsizing is all about.
It's always been my dream to be a big boy and a poor boy.
Get big, get broke.
Big and poor.
Oh, what you'd do is you'd wait for everyone else to get small, get big, stomp on the machine.
That's true. Now you're
stomp on the machine. No, then you're destined to be lonely. You're the only get bigged.
You can marry several little regular people that live on your body like monkeys in a tree.
So bigamy laws don't apply?
No, if you're big.
No laws apply if you're big, Zammit.
Zammit, can you fit in a courthouse? No, then you can't be charged with anything.
Anyway,
okay, we're all lined up. We're at the Insmallment camp.
Wait, hang on. Wait. Do you think a monkey can marry a tree? That was a bad example.
I think many monkeys are, in a way, married to a tree.
I think you're wrong.
Did he just say, can a monkey marry a tree?
Yeah, he was like, you can marry all of the regular-sized human people on your body, much like monkeys in a tree.
Sorry, what, Jack?
Like the monkeys, they're like...
It was more of a living situation analogy.
They weren't really married to it, because no monkey's married to any other monkey.
Monkeys wed no man.
There's just no wedding.
No man, beast, or tree.
Monkeys. All monkeys are living in sin.
Yeah, they are.
They have yet to find Jesus.
That's why God's like, only humans. They can wed.
Monkeys, a sinful beast.
Anyway, so you're all lined up at the Insmallment camp, which is just kind of like an office. And it's around the outside of the big dome, which is where Little Town is.
Is there ads for this?
Yeah. It's so all over the thing. Get little.
Okay, everyone's telling me to get little. What are the benefits?
Shrink up, bitch.
Right. Yep. Okay.
That's a much better phrase.
Shrink up. So
I'm
the benefits
down.
Are that
I'm sitting
you
down,
will...
I'm watching the news or whatever.
Hi, then... I'm Jackson Bailey. Yeah. I didn't invent the shrink up technology, but I'm advertising it. If you get small, you will be helping the environment, carbon footprint not as heavy. You'll be rich. Look at your piece of shit house.
Hey,
it's
all right.
What the hell's the name of the guy?
Matt Damon?
No.
Christoph Waltz.
No, shut up. Fuck. The guy who was in...
Yes. Inglourious Bastards?
Do you want me to leave?
Jeffrey Rush.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
I'll let you guys carry on.
Who else is in Downsizing? Who do you
Jim
think?
Carrey.
No.
Is Jim Carrey in Downsizing?
He's not.
I didn't know he was in that.
Ben Kingsley?
No.
Sir Ben Kingsley. I'm sorry.
No, it's not a Ben. It's the guy who was in a series of unfortunate events as Count Olaf. What's his name?
Oh, the man.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Magician Boy.
I'm Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh,
and
so
I'm
sorry.
Like, look at this big house I live in that we can open up like a dollhouse. You could live in a house like this even if you're dirt shit poor in big world.
Okay.
Regular world.
So how does the little world economy work?
Well, it's just cheaper to eat a bit of a grape than a bunch of grapes.
I understand that, but like, I guess rotting still applies.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. You eat
Fuck, that's a good slogan. It's just like, save big, get small. Asterisk, rotting still applies.
So you'd pretty much have to be, to make it sustainable, because if you're eating a bit of a grape, how small are the people?
They're like about yay high, about, I don't know what that would be in inches.
Like 2 inches?
2 inches.
Okay.
Two,
3 inches, bigger or like than an iPhone?
Or about as big as an iPhone, honestly. Maybe a little bit smaller.
You'd have to take your shoes off to call someone.
Why?
Because you'd have to jump on the screen, it wouldn't go through rubber.
Well, here's the thing. When you enter Little World, which I think is called... Wonder Town, USA? No, it's not called that, but it's like that. When you enter Little World, you kind of get everything that you have now.
How?
They shrink it with the same technology.
Oh, so they shrink?
No, that's not true. They can only shrink organic things.
So, okay, so if I...
So they just make little iPhones.
How?
I don't know. I'm just advertising it.
No, but like how? Because clearly, I mean, yes, you are now little and you can do like little things, but surely like a processor that I'm using in my iPhone... Even if that was a smaller size, surely it wouldn't be processing as well as it currently
Maybe
is.
Maybe they're a piece of surely shit iPhones.
Surely there is a size component to our
technology.
To be
honest, I actually can't remember a moment where somebody uses an iPhone. I'm trying to think
What about a kettle?
Yeah,
a toaster?
There's little kettles.
So, how?
That's just little kettle, little water.
I mean, because again,
they don't have to heat up as much water, though. They don't have to be as powerful.
That's another problem of living in Little World is that showers are really hot.
How?
I don't know.
Why?
Just scalding hot. They just say that they are in the movie. No, and also,
is that to do with water? What?
No, is that to do with size? Is it when you're little, everything is hot?
That's
not a problem ants have.
When they drop off bald Matt Damon at his new house, the guy in the taxi is like, hey, here's a couple of fucking pointers they don't put in the brochure. Drinking milk's weird for the first month. Something to do with bacteria, which I guess at this point is fucking huge. And also, the showers are really hot. Have a good one.
Okay, then all right. Goes. So bacteria is now a big problem. Mosquitoes are a huge
problem and a huge problem.
No, mosquitoes aren't an issue because you're in a net. You're
yeah,
in like
I'm
a
sure
city with a net
that
over the top.
I'm sure that netting has stopped every single 100% of the time mosquitoes going through.
Look,
what about a rat chews through it? How big is that
what about
fucking
a fire?
Rat?
The gnat is in a facility, so I'm assuming that a fire is probably your biggest risk.
Wait, a facility?
Risk. Yeah, it's in like
this is voyeurism at its most voyeuristic.
Oh, yeah, people are watching. It's weird.
Oh.
You can open my house. That's fine.
I think only Neil Patrick Harris's house could open. It was a display thing.
Okay.
A display home.
And in the display thing, Neil Patrick Harris is like, his wife is in the bath, and she's like, oh, I went shopping. And he's like, oh, no. And she's like, I bought some diamonds. And he's like, oh, dear. And everyone's like, ho, ho, ho. And he's like, how much have you cost me? And she's like, well, for the diamond earrings and the diamond necklace, only $500. And he's like, oh, well, because everything's cheap in Little World.
But surely
diamonds are still diamonds.
I mean,
but it's a bit of a diamond.
It's a tiny bit of a diamond, and you're also fracturing it, and so it's no longer it's like diamonds are
a girl's best friend.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Know.
Also, it's all bullshit and lies, but
do you know what else
from it being
diamonds
bullshit
are?
And lies, what? Are forever.
Remember the song?
Oh, they're forever.
Yes. That's
true. So how you value a diamond is generally like size, clarity, and shape and all that kind of jazz. You're getting a big diamond and making it tiny. You're basically a speck. Why is it worth $500? You're getting ripped off.
Yeah, that is. I thought you were going to be like, oh, it's $20.
I think it was about $500. Yeah, I don't really remember the price.
So much for a speck.
Because those would come off, because when you're carving and shaping
an actual diamond.
Yeah, the bits that come off, you could hand to Tiny Man.
And they'd be like, yay!
Hi, Jackson. I'd just like to introduce you to something. This is the hill that Cass and Joel Zammert will happily die on. The diamond value hill.
100%. I'm just like, a lot of this stuff I'm happy to die on. Because I'm just like, how do you make kettles? Like, surely there's a component that's just... when you're that
kettles,
because it's like surely at that point a fire,
yeah,
a tiny little fire,
yeah, they just
because there's little tiny
kettle.
Mechanical bits involved,
actually,
and electronics. Surely that you can't get that tiny.
No. It's not even that as an issue. What would happen is certain things when you make them smaller actually would increase their value rather than decrease them. Things like if you make an iPhone that a small person can use, they have to invent new technology that would work that small.
Yeah.
Which means
that
should actually be in theory be like more expensive.
Yeah. Surely.
Yeah. Just
hi. I'm Joel Dush. I'm dying on the electronics get too little, therefore more expensive hill.
Well, maybe it's like...
Because, sure, you can get base elements, yes. However, the electronics surely can't work.
Maybe it's like...
Yes,
Jackson. So, obviously we can't shrink an iPhone, but we can give you the raw materials as a tiny person.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand. You can give us the raw materials.
Yeah.
But then to make something that small is a problem, yeah? Like, to have, like... Okay, crack open an iPhone.
All right.
There's all these components, right?
Yeah.
Because the idea is that all these things are doing something.
Yeah.
And the reason we're like, you know, a lot of our phones and everything like that is getting smaller and smaller. But like, we still need certain amount of space to do all the processing. And
but
I'm not an engineer. I want to make that very clear.
Though, if I'm using the same raw materials, just at a smaller level, proportionately, I still have the same amount of space. It just is
so for
regular
example,
size for me, just not for the big me. But what's fucked about that is that means that there are still sweatshops.
I don't think it's a proportional like a proportional thing. Because again, if like I have a process of like what is a number? 1,000?
Yeah,
let's go with that.
I see what you mean.
That is
so,
a number.
So for the amount of electricity, like electricity is electricity, so not so much can flow through the things. That's what you're saying. Like, so you make everything smaller, but it has to be less powerful. It's not going to work as well.
That, but also like a processor surely has to have a certain amount of limited space. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, for example, Intel Inside Pentium, that's a thing, yes?
Yeah.
So,
see that on the ads?
Like, yeah. The Blue Men Group. Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that processor is like, look at this, it's really tiny, it's real small, but it's still the size of, say, a tiny man's torso.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to put that in an iPhone or a computer, and that's going to be a very large part of it.
But.
Wait.
But
also, pixels on a screen.
No.
Yes?
If.
Yes, Cass?
If you make it smaller, then proportionately.
Hmm.
It doesn't have to go as far. If you're making a tiny call to someone else,
yeah,
it's not the same physical distance.
All right,
so it could be less powerful.
So I can't connect to the big people internet?
No. You're on the little people time now.
Let me just blow this wide open.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it makes absolutely no sense that, like, technology could get this small. Except they shrink people, so clearly they have shrinking technology.
They can only shrink organic things.
So. Oh!
Dogs. Do they bring the pets?
Yeah, you can bring your pets.
That's rude.
That is rude. They don't fucking know.
At one point, Matt Damon gets a regular sized rose, though.
Okay,
which surely comes with its own problems.
Yes,
but you just can. There's a big flower store opens down the street.
Another problem I'm having is like with pixels, right? So you get a screen. So we have a certain level of pixels in the resolution, right?
Yeah.
Surely, now that they're smaller and tiny, so like, I am an iPhone size, so an iPhone needs to be the size of something very tiny. The screen resolution is going to be terrible.
To be honest, I don't remember any of them ever actually having iPhones.
Do they have TV?
I don't know. Yeah, they do.
Because that resolution on that television surely can't be any good.
But it's crystal clear, Zaman.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, in that case, they've already made leaps forward in technology enough to shrink people. I see what you're saying. So surely they're up to 8K by then.
I don't claim to understand tiny technology, Zaman. I can only give you what I know from watching the movie Downsizing.
I'm just mad at it because there's a lot of stuff that goes involved in shrinking a person that week. And why are they... They shouldn't be having the same lifestyle that they have in the real world,
they
or the big world.
They have a better lifestyle than we do.
Doesn't make fucking sense. Who's building them? Because it's like, are they getting big people to make a giant dollhouse? Or are they shrinking construction workers to build the...
I think the big people make the little house because the idea is that you live in luxury. But there are people who live in the slums, but they only...
Okay, I don't want to know about these slums because that's just going to open up more cans of worms for me. So, how are the buildings built? Are they brick and mortar? So, they have tiny little bricks or, like, one, like, several big bricks?
I think the
Are they designed for a little person?
Yes.
Why? Surely that's harder for a big person to do.
Because it'd feel weird, I guess, if you're a little person living in a house designed for a big person.
Because, if I'm a little person and someone got, like, 8 bricks, and they're like, plonk, 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 and made that into a house, surely that's structurally
better.
What a
gross-looking house.
But surely that's structurally better and easier to make than making 10,000 tiny fucking bricks.
You're the company that is designing Little World.
Yeah.
And you want people to give you money. Are you going to be like, hey, live in this piece of shit 6 bricks, but be small?
Or, I'm trying to save money, so I'm going to make this 6 fucking bricks, but I'm going to paint it and make it look like it's more than that.
Well, maybe
surely that's easier and better.
I say 3D printed them veneer.
Yeah. Maybe they did. At no point in the film Downsizing does someone step aside and be like, hey, just real quick, fuck the story. I'm going to explain to you how we build houses and iPhones.
Well, they fucking should, because I have beeves. So, again,
I'd just like to take this opportunity to vote that I'm still firmly into the idea of getting little for no particular reason.
You have to have
reason.
Dentures.
Have to have dentures.
Yeah, okay. You have to have dentures.
Hang on.
You have to have dentures and...
No.
All right. All right. So first off...
I think they might take your fingernails as well.
Okay. Hang on. Let's just back up a bit. So they're selling us being like, the benefits are you're going to be rich.
Yeah.
And but good for the environment.
Yeah.
Those are the only two things that...
Basically.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really not selling me.
Seems good to me.
Any wacky adventures I can go on?
No. You just live like your
Hang
regular
on, so,
life.
And I live my regular life. So all the benefits of being small, like... going down a drain,
yeah,
fighting a rat.
Absolutely.
You don't have them.
Imagine if I was like to you, Zammit, yeah, would you like to live a rich guy life?
That's basically all you're saying.
Yeah, but like you get to be rich now.
Yeah.
You can live like a millionaire,
yeah,
right now. You just won't ever be able to see your family again.
Plus smug about the environment.
Yeah, plus you're not even just doing it as a bit of fun, you're doing it for a good reason.
So really, it's not about being small, it's about being rich.
No, it's never about being small. Unless you're Christoph Waltz.
He because just loves to be small.
Well, no, because see, the reason Christoph Waltz is very rich in Little World is because nobody pays attention if a tiny bit of cocaine gets into Little World. And Christoph Waltz smuggles those little bits of cocaine. Because one tiny granule of coke is heaps of coke in Little World. And no one's paying attention to one tiny granule of coke, so Christoph Waltz just smuggles it in. Are also we... luxury things like caviar that you can't get in Little World. You can't get certain foods in Little World.
We can't get caviar? Why?
But you can shrink organic material, Jackson.
Yeah, well, you know.
Also, okay, so it's less about being small.
It's about being small.
Somewhat rich, but confined to an area, yeah, so I have no choice.
Yeah.
Want to live in a cult?
Oh, you can go to different countries. You just go to the Little World in that country.
It would take
How long is that going to take us?
No, you can leave, but you leave into the big world, obviously, and it's like a brief thing. I think you have to bring your own chair as well.
What?
One of Matt Damon's friends goes to Matt Damon's house and he's little and Matt Damon puts up a little chair for him and he has a little bit of wine and he has to travel by bus to get there. The buses have like hamster cages in them that the little people...
Oh, so it's not like a little bus?
No, okay. That would be insane. It would take a long time to get anywhere.
I assume.
That makes more sense. When
you're going along in a bus as a little person, surely that must be going exceptionally fast.
You would
for
imagine,
you.
But everyone seems quite comfortable.
I would imagine it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I would imagine you'd be being fairly dizzy.
Matt Damon, when he's heading to Little World to get shrunk, he looks and there's an old woman who has been shrunk and is presumably coming back from visiting family and she gives him a pleasant wave. So it seems like they're doing all right.
Okay, so it's...
So you can
become
actually
rich,
leave whenever. Yeah.
You're in this like small place.
Mm-hmm.
You can no longer really partake in big world problems.
No, because you're too little.
But
you could leave. Like, if you wanted to, you could be like, I'm just going to fucking go and be a tiny person living on the street like a mouse.
Et by ants or some shit.
You shouldn't have shrunk yourself in the first place.
Can you unshrink yourself?
No, it's permanent.
Okay.
Because the premise of downsizing, yep, spoileroos, is that Matt Damon shrinks himself, but his wife doesn't. They're going to do it together, but then he gets into Little World, and he's like, where's my wife? And she calls him, and she's like, I'm so sorry. And she's got one eyebrow shaved and her head shaved, because you have to shave your hair.
Okay, so apart from the benefits of just being rich, what's the process like?
So you arrive, and that woman that used to be on Reno 911 is like, hey, let's talk.
You know what? Well, I'm up for this process, so you can be
all right.
Every person that I interact with whilst I'm getting small.
Yep.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Joel Dusha.
Oh, sorry.
I would no, lovely. It's all right. Sometimes I speak first, sometimes you speak first. I get it. This is your job. That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Anyway, like,
don't tell my manager.
I won't.
That was
I miss working on Reno 911. My character was never super interesting, but I was an integral part.
That's good.
Carry on.
Hi, I'm Joel Dusher. I'd like to get little.
Okay, that's cool. How much money do you have in your bank?
Today's payday, so let's say like $500.
All right, so how do you own your house?
No, I rent.
Do you own a car?
Yes.
Okay, so if you liquidate your car and your house... Let's call that.
I don't own my house, but I would love to liquidate it.
Hell yeah. Let's call that what you have now. You can enter our tier 5 program. I think there were 5 tiers. That is the lowest tier, but you still have $1 million in Little World.
How do I earn money in Little World?
Well, you can get a little job.
Does that pay in big people dollars?
No, it pays in little people dollars.
Can I have a quick question? Sorry to interject here.
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Just now that you
security.
You have a tier system.
This is this guy that came in complaining about phones before.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. We have a problem here.
All right. Yes, sorry. Cass, hi. Hey, look, you've got a tier system, right? So surely you have people entering this world being like, I want to be rich so I can go in there. But then what if you're already rich in the real world? Then you become mega rich in tiny world? Aren't you just creating the same problems?
Mega little rich.
Yes.
Well, you don't need to... Yeah, please.
No, I'm sorry. I'll escort him out. Okay, come with me. Now, what I want you to know.
That's our secret.
Surely this, you're still
yes,
having
well, that's
the
because
same...
the rich are run out of things to do. They got to be smug. Okay, after you go. Oh, have a good night.
Like, surely
get him on
good
the
night.
There's surely going to be the same amount of socioeconomic problems that our world face if you're having this giant divide between the rich and the poor.
Even though
you're called rich, you're still poor in comparison to the mega rich.
Well, that's because the rich don't get tiny because they don't need to because they're already rich.
What if they want to?
Well, that's
yeah,
fucking
to be
on them.
Smug.
That's on them. Then they're just very rich with nothing to do. Anyway, sir, I'm sorry. So sorry about that.
That's okay.
So if you liquidate the house you're renting
yes.
and your car,
yes,
yeah, well, you'll probably have $1 million, and then you can get a job in there to supplement your income.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what's roughly the exchange rate if I'm looking to enter in on a higher than level 5 tier system?
Let's call it $1 is $100.
I'm interested in how you got $1 million based on my financial situation.
Let's say $1 is $1,000.
Well, if that's the case, I'm interested to see how you got my financial situation.
Can you trade?
I'm just working
stocks?
On Reno.
Do
oh
they go
God.
Up and down?
I'm sorry,
some of your
I'm
best,
sorry
but
to interrupt.
Yeah, come on in.
Hi, thank
it's
you.
It's a free-for-all, apparently.
You should really
I
get a door for your
I just wanted to
office.
Know is if I can retain my bits. Excuse me. I would just like to know.
Yeah?
If once I go little, I can still retain my big person stock profile portfolio.
Yeah, I imagine you can.
Sell your stocks,
that's
be
cheating,
richer.
Though.
Then your big money will eventually be translated into small money for you to live off.
Are you a spy? Why are you getting upset about a good answer to your own question? I'm trying to downsize here.
Well, because like you could just go into little land.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Sam, it's right. The economy will be ruined in a week.
I know.
Because you could go.
Who's
little...
he? Where are all these
How did
people?
He get back in?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're going to have to ask you to leave, ma'am. Ma'am, you're fine. Thank you.
Can we just get you out of here, sir, please?
Yeah.
Sir, you're causing a scene.
I do need to get a lock on my office door. This is fucked.
Anyway, stock lady, who are you?
I run the stocks.
Well, then why would you want to get little?
Because...
You actually get less benefits if you're rich and little. Right now, you can get caviar. In little world, you can't.
Is this just a way for the rich to, like, fuck off the poor and the middle class? This is what this feels like.
There is going to be such a divide. The poor will be the littles, the rich will be the big. Someone's going to stomp.
Shrink the poor.
That may
Shrink
be.
Shrink the poor.
Fucking twist-a-rama, ladies and gentlemen. That may be the thesis of the movie.
Shrink the poor.
That even though we're little, fuck, the same problems still exist. Thus, the slums.
Oh.
Anyway, sir, I'm so sorry that had to happen to you.
Wait, so the point of me getting small is nothing?
No, you'll still be rich.
Oh. But there was some mention of you were just yelling to, like, in the abyss. In
does
a different
my life,
voice.
Hang on, does my life...
Who are you?
Does my heart at the window banging in? Does your lifespan decrease? Because I know when you're little, it does. Get out of here!
I hate this office.
Yeah, it's busy.
Is there another room?
Nah, they're all taken. Sorry.
Just crawling the bed.
You're like, you'll still be earning the same. You'll still be very rich. You'll live a very comfortable life in Little World.
Why is there slums? I heard you yelling something about slums.
Look, sometimes we get... So sometimes governments, not ours,
yep.
shrink political dissidents.
Yep.
Or enemies of the state as a punishment. And occasionally they worm their way into Little World. But they live in the slums outside the dome. You got to get there by bus. So
Little Land is
I think the
also
houses they live in are converted trailers.
So wait, hang on. So Little Land is also...
Just a second. Yeah, come in.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
I just want to know, on my trips outside of the dome...
Sorry, can I... Wait, where are you from?
I'm from the little place.
Okay, so you're little, I see.
I just want to know how much it will cost me to travel because I feel like there's not really a way for me to win out on the pricing of a plane ticket.
Because you're smaller, we can send more of you in one seat, so it is cheaper.
So...
With air pressure and that, how does it, I'm in the vents calling out. So with air pressure and
this
like,
fucking guy.
Oh my god, he's tied him up.
How does that work? I mean, surely because you can. I mean, you can. If a rat gets on a plane, rat's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, yeah, rat's okay. Yeah. Rat doesn't pop or doesn't anything.
But vertical rat.
Anyway, so there are slums, but you won't be in them. In fact, the people working in the slums will clean your house.
I'll see myself out.
Goodbye. It was nice to meet you.
So, hey, you've got people in the slums working as doing the jobs that you don't want to do?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Security. Where is fucking
security? I think he tied up security. I'm not allowed to leave my desk. I've been tapping the panic button pretty much this whole conversation.
The whole conversation?
Oh. It's just a nervous twitch. A lot of people burst in to yell about the company. Anyway, sir, you will be rich. But first, we're going to take you to the facility.
Excuse me.
Oh, my fucking God.
I've just got a question. I was just walking past and just overheard something about enemies of the state being shrunk as a punishment for living in the slums, which are located near my house.
Yeah.
Just saying I'm going to be rich, but potentially a target for enemies of the state.
They live quite far away from
Define
the...
Define far.
A bus, a long, maybe a two-hour bus trip.
Look, I was thinking about getting small, but 2 hours is not that far.
Yeah.
Find you, I was living near, like, a political terrorist or something.
Oh, they're not all political dissidents. Just some of them are.
Oh, yeah?
The rest are people that... So, and but they're the people you're hiring to clean your house, and I'm assuming do all the, like... Only that one woman was a political dissident. She was smuggled in a TV box. All right, it was on the news.
Okay, okay. So apart from that one person who's a political dissident, who else is in slums?
Just the poor.
How are they poor if the fucking... If your big dollars are worth billions in Little World?
Well, imagine, as in the case of Matt Damon...
Yes.
You come here with your money and then, oh no, you are divorced by your wife and you lose half of your money and you can no longer afford to live in your fancy mansion and you have to move into an apartment. Uh-huh. But imagine you came in an apartment and then you were divorced and now you got to live in the slums.
Well, surely that is a giant problem.
Is downsizing a metaphor for what's literally happening?
Absolutely. The thesis of the movie.
So we've got a guy who's downsizing, like getting small. Yes.
Oh my god.
He was married and then he got a divorce. Now he's like moving from a big house to a smaller house. He got a lot of his things, he got rid of them.
Yeah.
What's a good way to describe that?
Well, you could say he was downsizing.
My god.
What if your size was going down? What if you were sized down?
What if whilst he, Matt Damon... was going through some things in his life that meant that he was downsizing whilst at the same time
physically
downsizing.
What a great
we've come up with the greatest
great
movie.
Concept.
Anyway,
we
so
are clever.
I like to imagine that like the pitch for the film, like I thought that was like, my god. And they're like, we need to tell someone.
This is
just
incredible.
Like Fox executives just sitting in the office being like, yeah, we should probably renew The Simpsons or some shit. What's Family Guy up to? Do we own them? Probably renew them. Burst through the doors. Sir, I've got a great idea. Are you familiar with the world famous actor Matt Damon? Yes. Yeah. Him? Downsizing? Oh, you mean like divorce? Yes. Whilst? Downsizing? Physically.
I like to imagine he's got a little mock-up of Matt Damon made out of like an eraser with toothpicks. Like this.
See how he's small? Not a model. Actual size.
Okay.
So will you sign here, sir, to downsize?
Apart from all our, like, problems, what's the process of getting downsized? Before you talk about getting shaved and losing your teeth or some shit.
I would love to know about the shaving and teeth losing.
So let's just talk
about
the physical.
Sorry, I brought all of my friends.
So let's talk.
Why would you do that? All right. Hi.
Let's talk.
Welcome to Downsizing Central.
I'm a new person who is, for some reason, fine with this concept and understands it all, and I'm happy to be downsized. What are the physical things I now have to do?
So it's pretty simple. Pretty easy. First thing we do, we shave your only organic material. Your hair's dead. Can't come with
pretty
you.
Sure
you can regrow it when you get little.
I'm pretty sure hair is organic. That doesn't make any sense anyway.
It's
all right.
Dead. It'll stay big.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Can I opt to keep my big hair?
No. The follicles, the hair will stay the same size, but your scalp won't and you'll explode.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. How did you find this out?
I fucking failed tests on rats and then people.
Whoa, why teeth?
So teeth also will stay big. So what if, just why? Grow in your mouth. Look, I don't claim to understand.
What if I have a
pacemaker? They've got nerves in them. They're alive.
Yeah, well, it's easier with dentures, tell you what. Yeah.
Does that mean bones?
Yeah. No, bones are okay.
How? Why are bones
again,
okay,
I don't claim to understand the science of it, but
okay.
Bones are fine.
Next.
What if I have a pacemaker?
Well, you can't do it. You'll die. We also have to give you a pretty hectic enema beforehand, otherwise you'll explode in a shower of shit.
How hectic are we talking?
We need everything out of there, even the smallest granule, and you will die.
Is that even possible?
Well, we manage. But you do have to sign this waiver saying there is a chance you will get injured or die.
Right.
That we don't what accept any culpability or responsibility.
I mean, it is
for
your
it.
Fault.
Well,
surely.
You shouldn't have done it. If you have a secret shit inside you, you got to let us know. So if you've
I'm
got a pacemaker and you haven't told us.
I'm assuming there's a fasting period as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what about saliva?
Saliva's fine.
How? Why is that fine? What about mucous membranes in my body?
Well, the water in your body.
Nothing we can do about that. You got to dry out first as much as possible, but it's just
so you have
paramount
to go into a
we
sauna?
Get. It's just paramount we get the shit out of you.
Yeah, okay, why shit and not say sweat?
Look, I couldn't tell you. Shit's more physical. It's more
what
solid.
About,
I guess.
Say I have a giant pimple on my head.
Yeah.
Right. It's big. It's full of pus, and I don't want to pop it.
Yeah. Well, that's on you. Then if we shrink you and you die because your pimple stayed the same size.
But does it stay the same size?
The pus will.
Nah.
Because what? I've got pretty bad, like, you know, body acne, and I've got like little tiny little bumps everywhere.
Yeah.
What happens there?
Well, again, you signed the waiver. You die. It's life.
But that's like everyone.
Well, not everyone has body acne.
Not everyone. People do have like little tiny bits and, you know, those kind of things.
Well, the shit's a problem, the hair's a problem, the teeth are a problem, possibly fingernails and toenails. I'm not 100%.
Sorry, I've just got one question.
Yeah, what's up?
What about piss?
I think we should get all your piss out as
what
well.
What about semen?
Semen, we can't get it all out.
You're going to drain my balls?
You'll keep making semen, so...
Does that mean my first cum will be a bit big?
Yeah, a little bit. You'll cum one big sperm, and then you should be okay.
Oh.
It acts as sort of the blocker of the whole operation.
Does that hurt?
Yeah. It canes, man. That's... And then we put you in an oven
for some reason
of some just... kind.
An oven?
Yeah, it's like a big baking oven.
After or before I come? I'm confused now.
This is how we downsize you. We put you in
so
an oven.
Oh, this is pre-com.
You shrink. You're a tiny little fella or
so,
a tiny little
like little
on
shrinky,
a...
like those things you put in the oven? What
yeah,
shrinky dinks.
Shrinky dinks, yeah.
Then we give you to a team.
A team. I think he's a teen.
We give you to a surly teen.
He stomps on you.
He's angry. And then you get put in a thing. A lady comes in. She's got a very funny gag where she's like, you must be hungry. You are, because you've been fasting. She's like, I'll get you something. She leaves. She comes back with a big cracker. Then she's like, ha ha ha, gives you real crackers.
What are and real crackers?
We're just like crackers the size appropriate
for you.
Is
she
you.
Also little or is she big?
Yeah, she's little. Okay. You're in Little Town
okay,
now.
Okay, okay, okay.
And then you're
I follow,
little.
I follow.
Yeah,
I follow.
So that's the whole operation. And then you live in Little Town. And in Little Town, you know, we've got a mesh over the top so that the rain is small. Otherwise, you die if a big raindrop hits you. You've got cars, but all of your cars are like the one car. It's like a share car thing. I don't know why that's happening, but it is.
Oh, they're environmentally conscious, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you spend your time doing whatever you like. Matt Damon ended up working in a call center. So
why do I have to work?
Well, because maybe you've lost your money halfway through. Or you came in, you wanted to be tiny for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So you like work one day a week.
The idea is the pitch is for me to be like, hey, your money is going to be, you're basically a millionaire when you come in here. Surely then I can use that money and... invest or do
oh, you
something.
You could if you were clever. Matt Damon had to work in a call center.
So
different
call
strokes
center,
for different folks.
Is he talking to big people or little people?
I think from memory, little people.
So there is a...
He's trying to sell them something. He's chatting to little people or maybe big people about their time in Small World. Being like
big people about the time
well,
in Small
because
World.
Who think about coming to Small World.
Oh,
Matt Damon was like,
sense.
Well, we can talk about what you'd like your house to look like.
I'd believe a man that was small about being small rather than a man
they know.
Who is
yeah.
big who has made people small about
yeah.
being
what,
small.
What other jobs can Matt Damon have?
Any job you could have now.
Oh, wait, how big is he?
He's about the size of an iPhone or a deck of cards.
Mm.
Yeah. What are you thinking? Matt Damon, by the way, is a physical therapist. Or what do you call it? Like a work, like muscle strain from like clicking your mouse or whatever. Matt Damon knows how to sort that out.
Okay.
Occupational therapist?
Yeah, that's the one.
It'll be good though. You know what you get, Joel.
Fixes a woman's missing leg.
Tonsil stones.
I do.
You know, you put this fella in your gob, he could sort those out.
That's true.
Assuming clean your throat.
Big.
No, but
you stay big. No, I'm saying
yeah, I say big. They get small, but they seem to be like primarily just in the little world.
Yeah,
they very rarely
they should
go
get
out.
Big job. They should get big jobs because then they get a big paycheck.
Well, presumably, which can... if say you don't have much money in little world because of unforeseen circumstances, then you could offset that by being like, well, because you can travel.
Yeah,
you just do cash in hand.
Be a plumber.
Yeah,
because, unfortunate because bring scuba gear.
Because surely there are some advantages of you being like a little person in the big person world. Because for example, you're a surgeon, right? And you're like, oh, I need to get in there, but my hands are too big.
Yeah,
literally get in there.
Literally get in there.
Dive
little,
in.
Little guy goes in there. We kind of.
What
drop
about
him in.
This? You slip.
Yeah.
Get caught in the organs.
Risk of a job, man.
Every surgeon could slip.
Yeah.
But they don't drown if they get their hand
that's
in there.
That's why all you got to do is snorkel. A little bit of string around their waist and boop.
Pop them back out. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, it's something the film
put
should consider.
Put them in a condom so that they're, like, safe.
Yeah, so they're hygienic.
Yeah.
And then they'll suffocate.
Poke a hole in it.
Don't tie the end of it up. Oh. Wait. No, I probably do. Put my condom theory doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
dicks
sorry.
Don't need to breathe, but men do.
This is a hard day for Joel Dusha.
It's a hard lesson to learn is what it is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay.
Yeah. So then you live in small world.
Uh-huh.
You can fuck around. Like I said, you can go to other countries. You can go to the original small colony.
Mm-hmm.
That is not in a dome. That's just in a place where apparently there are no insects or bugs. They just live on the shore of a big lake. Christoph Waltz would deliver you big vodka if you're rich enough on a little boat. Yeah.
What if I'm just like want to get drunk?
Oh, well, then you can just get a bottle. But Christoph Waltz, he makes his money on the black market in bringing in big, fancy things to Little World, i.e. caviar, vodka...
And cocaine.
That's hard to sneak in, though.
That are the three fanciest things I can think of.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not... But the thing is, no one's paying attention to Little World, so that's why he can, apparently.
So there are no cops in Little World?
It doesn't seem like it. There are cops, but not like... Well, there are no cops, but it has a 0% crime rate. They say that...
It's just because there's no one reporting the crimes.
Yeah.
I guess but people are watching above the dome. So,
no one's reporting the crimes. Stamp out crime, but what they actually do is crush the criminal.
Yeah.
Does anyone in this film get crushed to death?
No,
by...
it's tragic.
So no small
does.
Person gets got by a
nobody,
big person.
It does not tick all of the three boxes of a tiny person film that I have. Fight a big rat, get in an S-bend, eat a big block of cheese. All things a rat can do.
You've always said you want to be in small, but maybe you just want to be a rat.
Possibly.
Actually, instead of downsizing, okay.
Be a rat.
I'll speak to you. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm approaching you about downsizing questions, lady that used to be in Reno 911.
Yeah,
but wasn't a pivotal part to the show, but also sort
well, she
of was
a main character. She's just her character was pretty boring. Yeah. Yeah.
That's sad. Can you show me the pros and cons of being small versus being a rat?
Okay, well, as a rat, you carry disease.
As a small person, I could carry disease. In fact, as a small person, if someone sneezes on me, say like a big man or a big lady sneezes on me, could I just get real sick real quick?
Yeah, but I don't know if you'd get a worse sick.
Surely it would just spread through me quicker.
Yes,
but there's less of you for it to spread through.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the bacteria are bigger.
Yeah, the bacteria. Well, that's why they say you got to drink. The milk's a bit weird because of the bacteria in the milk, but you get used to it. Apparently, I don't know how or why, but you do. Yeah.
Everyone would just die. I think, and also part of me is like, this is just a cheeky ploy by the animals because everyone gets small. Yeah. Everyone gets small.
Ah, AIDS rule again.
Yeah, well, then there's nothing really to stop the animals from just keeping on going. And then one day they crush all the colonies. Not on purpose. They just get big again.
It's just animals. They don't know.
To me, it's just a ploy by the rich to get rid of all the like the lower socioeconomic class as well as the middle class.
Shrink the rich.
Shrink the poor.
But that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Eat the rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because in the film, at the very end, they say that the world's ending in like 10 years anyway, so...
Sign me up.
Oh my God.
The film ends with the creator of Tiny People being like, we have definitive proof that the world will be over in our lifetime. And then he's like, I'm super sad. And he makes a cave that has like a tiny society. And he's like, we'll just live in there and be tiny. And Matt Damon's like, maybe I'll do that. And he goes in. But then his girlfriend, who only has one leg and is the political dissident that got put in a TV box, is like, please don't. I love you. And he's like, I'm going to do it anyway. Then he goes inside and a guy's like, yep, it's a long walk to get to the safe colony. And Matt Damon's like, yeah, fuck that. And he goes back out. And then he gives an old man chicken and the film ends.
Do you reckon the old man appreciated the chicken? Wait, chicken isn't...
He doesn't. I remember pretty clearly. He just eats the chicken and keeps watching a giant TV in the slums that's showing an old cowboy movie.
Being small sounds very good.
I'd do it in a heartbeat, but I just live in the real world.
Then you can get an S-Bend, yeah. Fight rats.
Eat big cheese.
Eat big cheese. What about you, Joel Zammit?
I'm doing what Jackson's doing. I'm getting little, but I'm not setting foot in tiny town.
Getting little, living big.
Yeah.
Get little, live large.
You, Cassandra?
Oh, look. Just the fact that the
world... Four yeses. Fuck yes. No, I'll let you finish.
Well, just the fact that the Earth's ending in 10 years, it's kind of like, why not?
Yeah, well, live
yes.
rich.
Yeah. Four yeses.
Because again, surely with when you're smaller, you're... Heartbeats faster, which means you experience life like longer, yeah, or quicker, or whatever it is.
I plan to live like a rabbit. Spook me too hard, and yeah. I will die.
So, like, even though in that 10 years, sure, it is 10 years, but for us, it might feel like 50. Yeah, look, so I guess I might get longer out of my existence. I just know I'd rather live 10 years as a millionaire than 10 years in the state I am currently.
No, I wouldn't shrink down.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
No, I wouldn't shrink down because they'd invent VR for small people and that's what I'd do. I'd just live the VR of a small thing and I'd be like, ugh, not for me. I would pick up my friends and put them on shelves. They couldn't do shit about it.
You know what, Cass? You convinced me. I'm not going small. VR all the way.
Hi, Jackson Bailey. Are you familiar with our good friends here, Joel Zammit and Cass the Cowards?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yuck it up. I'm going to put you on a shelf, put a thimble on your head.
I'm going to kill myself, and then my death is on you.
Oh, that is not on me.
Oh, no, I fell off the shelf and died.
Only because I pushed you.
Oh, no, I leapt into a dog's mouth.
Fine, I'll put you in a yaoi box.
What's a
yaoi box? Okay. Like a Kinder Surprise
Yeah,
leg?
The things that come in the Kinder Surprise.
Suffocate, die.
Yep. No, they've got holes in them.
Dog eats me.
I purposely get eaten by a dog.
I might feed you both to a dog.
That's
is that
murder.
On me?
Yeah, that's murder.
I'd put you both, I'd get a shirt with
no
pockets.
No body, no crime.
Small body, no crime.
Oh, I'd put you on my shoulders and be like, tell me what to do.
Ratatouille situation.
Yeah. Oh my God, ratatouille me into talent.
I'll dress Jack, you up like a devil.
Yeah.
And Dusha, you up like an angel and have you on my shoulders.
That's a mistake.
I'm getting down. That's high up.
And I'm just going to be like, well, I don't know why you dress me like this. I am not the voice of reason.
Should I punch that man?
What's he do?
Nothing. He's looked at me a bit weird, maybe.
I guess.
Does he look old?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Hey, getting in the
dog. The fuck?
I'm going to ratatouille you, Cass. I'm excited about that.
I look forward to, Cass, you in front of like a... I don't know, like a big display of food and I've got a ratatouille, but I just pull your hair.
And you're like, oh!
Ow, get off!
Oh, sorry.
I pull my hat off, I get into the bathroom in anger, I pull it off and I'm like, right, we're gonna... And you've braided it so nicely. And I'm like, oh.
Cass,
you're just bad at it.
Your tiny hands.
Yeah, you end up refusing to leave. I live here!
I'll braid your hair into a little house.
It's my nest!
See, now I'm into it.
It's a classic Cass House situation. It's inevitable and it always ends this way.
It does.
Hmm.
And like all things, this too must also end. And it's going to end with me saying yes to downsizing. And on that note, I have been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
And I've also been Joel.
I miss security. Take you away again.
All right.
Get small, America.
I just have questions.
Fuck!
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.